Okay, so as I said, this morning is the listening part of the prayer course that we're in, kind of getting through. And I was just thinking about this, and listening is one of the most important and valuable things that we can do. When we listen to one another, I'm just thinking, if we're, you know, if I'm not listened to, if I'm not heard, it's really painful for me. Obviously, because I am a bit of a talker. So I can imagine why people want to switch off. But, you know, listening is just key in understanding, paying attention to, but also loving God and loving others well. So this morning, as we go into this, let's just take a little moment just to be prepared to really listen to what the Father is saying to us this morning through this prayer course. Listen well. Thank you.
Here we are, session number seven.
Seven.
The penultimate session of the prayer course.
Indeed, yes.
So far we've talked a lot about how we can kind of talk to God. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked a lot about how God can speak to us.
Right.
And I know as soon as we mention that, there are going to be people that are watching that are going to think that's kind of either weird or scary.
Okay, yeah. Well, the Bible says that we are actually designed as human beings to walk and talk with God. So this is the most natural thing in the world, to speak to him and to hear him speak to us. So it's normal to hear God's voice. It's abnormal and probably a little bit dangerous to be spiritually deaf. So if you take some of the greatest people who ever lived, take Moses. Exodus 33 verse 11 says, the Lord would speak with Moses. It's one of the loveliest verses in the Bible. Face to face as one speaks with a friend.
Yeah.
So it was a friendship conversation between Moses and God. Jesus says, man, woman shall not live by bread alone, but by every single word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. Mm. So that's why this line of the Lord's Prayer, asking for daily bread, is about listening to God as well as asking for physical food. If we're not listening to what God's saying to us, we'll kind of starve spiritually.
Right.
John 10:27. So I'm rolling out the Bible verses here, but Jesus says, my sheep listen to my voice, I know them and they follow me. So one of the marks of real Christians is that we recognize Jesus' voice. Mm. So maybe it's a little bit like we've got this lovely old-fashioned phone here. And if you called me, actually, you're not going to use this. Let me get my cell phone out. If you called me on my phone, when we first met, I didn't have your number in my phone, and I'd be like, who is this? And you'd have to say, hi, it's Poppy, and
Poppy.
All that. Whereas now I've got your number in my phone, it comes up, it says Poppy. And so as you build relationship with God, you get to recognize his, you know it's him calling, right? You get to know his voice, just like those sheep recognizing the shepherd's voice. Mm.
Aren't there just some people, though, that are better at hearing God's voice than others? Like, I've been a Christian for a lot of years, but there are still times when I find myself even struggling to figure out if I'm hearing the voice of God.
I think that's true. I think there are just definitely some people who are just amazing at hearing the voice of God. And the truth is that God speaks to us all differently. He's made us all different, so we tend to hear him differently. Some it's really mystical, it's dreams and visions and angels and all of that. Some, like, God leads us and speaks to us just really practical ways. And it's okay to hear God the way that he's made you. Don't compare yourself too much to other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's really good.
I see this. As you know, we've got two kids, it's amazing how different they are, actually. And they definitely hear God differently. Mm-hmm. I remember one of the biggest decisions we had to make as a family when they were growing up was we knew it was time to move. We'd been living in America for a while, but we weren't sure where. So we'd drawn up this short list of options. And I talked to a guy who's like a spiritual director to me, and I said to him, any advice? He said, it's really important you pray as a whole family about this decision, that it's not just you and Sammy off, like, hearing God, and then you just tell the kids, because they need to be part of the process. But it felt weird, because our boys were about 7 and 5 or something like that at that time. So they're quite little to be, like, praying into this big decision. Anyway, every night at bedtime, we prayed about it. And then one day, Sammy was walking the kids home from their, like, primary, elementary school, and Hudson suddenly goes, Mum, I'm hearing a voice in my head. And she, being the great spiritual giant that she is, didn't think it was God or anything like that. She's like, don't listen to it. Like, you're cracking up. And then he said, it's a nice voice. She said, those are the worst kinds. He said, I think it might be God. And then she went, oh, yeah, this is in the Bible.
Yeah.
So she said, well, what's the voice saying? And he said, the voice is saying we're supposed to move to Guildford, which is where we now live. And it was actually near the bottom of our list at that time. So I phoned my spiritual director and I said, what do you do with a 7-year-old hearing the audible voice of God?
Right.
And he said, well, you're nuts if you don't take that seriously. But you're nuts if you relocate your whole life on the basis of a 7-year-old hearing a voice. So I said, thanks for nothing, and put the phone down. So then we went out for like a Chinese meal, I think it was, with the whole family. And we turned to Danny. Remember, he's 5. He's like on one of those booster seats. And back then his hair was white and like electrostatically charged. And we said, now, Danny, you know, Hudson feels like he's heard from God that we're supposed to move to Guildford. What are you sensing? And he looked around and realized, like, for once in my life, the whole family is hanging on my words. And he took his time. And he kind of put his little podgy hands together. And eventually we had to remind him he was meant to be speaking. And he said, I sense that God is saying, if we move to Guildford, can we have a dog, please? So that's how Noodle came into our life. That's one of the reasons we now live in Guildford. And so, you know, Huddy's hearing God more mystically, audible voice. Danny, it's more, but it's very practical. Yes. I'd like a dog and I'm going to pretend it's God. And I think some of us, it's like we hear God on, we're on Wi-Fi. It's like you're just picking up God's broadcast all the time. Some it's a bit more like a cell phone. It's like he's got your number and he calls regularly. And some of us, if we're honest, we go through seasons. It's a bit like snail mail. You know, you get the occasional thing through the door when it's really urgent, but you might not hear from God as often as you like.
Yeah.
And I do think it's different for different people. And one of my favorite Bible stories talks specifically about this and how to hear God and how it's different for different people. And I'd like us to read the story, if that's right.
Okay.
This is 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we're going to read a fair bit, but it's such a great story, I don't think anyone will mind. Starting to read at verse 1. It's the story of Samuel. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. And in those days, the word of the Lord was rare. Remember that. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place, and the lamp of God had not yet gone out. And Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the Ark of God was. Pretty cool. He slept by the Ark of the Covenant.
Right.
Indiana Jones, eat your heart out. And then the Lord called to Samuel, and Samuel answered, here I am. And he ran to Eli, said, here I am, you called me. And Eli said, no, didn't call you. Go back, lie down. So he went and lay down. Again, the Lord called, Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, you called me. And my son, Eli said, I did not call. And I don't think this is my son. I think it's my son. I did not call you. Go back and lie down. Now, Samuel didn't yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel a third time. And Samuel got up, he went to Eli again, and he said, here I am, you called me. And then Eli realized, dunna, the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, go and lie down, and if he calls you again, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and then the Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other time, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. It's a great story, isn't
so
it?
So good.
I love it. There's so much in there. But one of the things I find so encouraging is that God kept speaking.
Yeah.
Samuel got it wrong, but God didn't give up, you know? And I don't know, that just encourages me because I often get it wrong. But also, notice the fact that God sounded like the old man in the next room. If God sounded all weird and boomy voice, then Samuel would have known it was God. But it sounded like another human being.
Yeah.
And often I think that's the way God comes to us and speaks to us in normal ways, not weird ways.
Didn't someone say that God comes to us disguised as our life?
Right. I always think it's weird how weird we get about God when, if you think about it, by definition, if he created everything, then he defines normality, right? And he made the stuff we consider normal. And so why would we relegate God to religious stuff or weird stuff when by definition he is the definition of normality? Mm. And so I think if we've got ears to hear, you know, we can hear God speaking through the lyrics of a song on the radio or maybe even through someone who doesn't even know him. I just find it so encouraging in this story that Samuel gets it wrong and keeps getting it wrong. Eli keeps getting it wrong, but God doesn't give up.
Yeah.
Hearing God isn't always easy.
Right.
And actually, when we start trying to hear him just in normality, then it can get confusing. He keeps calling, he keeps speaking, and eventually Samuel gets it right. And man, I know that I often mishear God or I ignore God. I'm so grateful that he's more patient than me.
Mm. So how do we get better at this? How do we move from snail mail to cell phones?
Isn't it interesting that Eli is actually the guy who eventually cottons on and introduces Samuel to the voice of God? He says, oh, this might be God speaking, and he coaches Samuel into that. So it's important to spend time around people who are good at hearing God and learning from them. I'm always doing that. When people say to me, oh, I've heard this or that from God, I always go, how do you know it was God? Or what was it like? And sometimes I seek out older Christians and I learn from their own experience of discerning the voice and the will of God.
Okay. So I've got a little bit of an idea
yes.
here in my head. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
How do I get better at hearing
I
God's
knew
voice?
You were going to ask that question, yeah. Okay, two simple keys. These are really simple. The first one is this, slow down. Mm-hmm. God's not in a hurry. And the Bible says, as we've thought about this before, be still and know that I am God. So it's important we build time for quiet and reflection, retreat, contemplation into our daily lives, our weekly rhythms, even our annual rhythms, because those are times when the lake can become still and we can hear God's still small voice a bit better.
So you're talking about some sort of like daily quiet time.
Yeah, definitely. A time each day to be still, to read the Bible, to pray, to listen for the whisper of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And I find that when I do that, it's not just that often God does speak to me as I read my Bible or as I'm just still and try to listen, but it primes me to be more attentive to the whispers of the Holy Spirit through the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing, just try and slow down. One journalist said, atheism is the religion of the busy, you know? Mm. But then the second thing is this, as well as slowing down, soften up. And what I mean by that is it's so easy, in my own life, and it's easy for my heart to get pretty hard. I get full of myself, overconfident, overbusy, sin creeps in, all kinds of stuff. And it just makes me kind of resistant, actually, to tuning in yeah. to Radio Jesus, you know. Jesus says, do you have ears to hear what I'm saying? Mm. Again and again, like in the Gospels, which means it was possible to have Jesus Christ himself walk into your town and you missed it because you didn't have ears to hear. You were too busy, like, ordering fish or, I don't know, whatever. And you missed Jesus. So sometimes I think God is speaking, but we kind of miss it because our hearts actually have got a little bit hard.
So we've kind of said so far that everybody can really get better yeah. at recognizing God's voice and that we need to slow down.
Yeah.
We need to soften up. But some people have done like crazy, terrible things
yeah.
and said that God was speaking to them. How do we discern whether or not it's God's voice that we're hearing or not?
Great question. I apply what I call the ABC principle. A is advice. Get advice from a wise, sane Christian. B is the Bible. Is this word that I think I'm hearing in line with what the Bible says about the character of Jesus and the purpose of God? And then the C is common sense. I honestly think the number one gift that God wants to give to most Christians is common sense. Just sometimes we do such crazy things.
Yeah.
I've got some great friends, Dave and Molly. They have an amazing marriage, lovely kids. And Dave once told me, he and Molly got together. They were childhood sweethearts. You know, they got together at school. And they just always got on well, loved each other, attracted to each other. You know, they both loved the Lord. And so eventually Dave proposed to Molly and she said, yes, they're engaged. And then some super spiritual Christian said, oh, but have you had a word from God that you're supposed to marry? And Dave went into this whole soul searching. Oh, no, I haven't had like some big revelation. I just really like her. We get on really well. Everyone who knows us thinks we're great together.
Yeah. So,
and he needed someone to sit down and go, Dave, it's okay. Like, God's led you through just the common sense of you guys have a great relationship.
So tell us, how does that play out in your life? How do you hear God speak to you?
Honestly, the most frequent way that God speaks to me is through the Bible, because it is God's utterly reliable word to us. The Apostle Paul tells Timothy, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. But we have to learn to listen to the Bible for revelation, not just for education. We can use the Bible as a conversation starter. One of the best tools for doing this is the Lectio Divina, which literally just means the holy reading. You familiar with that?
Yes.
So this approach to prayerful meditation on the Bible was first popularized by a Carthusian monk in the 12th century using four Latin words. But I'm just not that clever. I'm not very good at Latin. So I do it really, really simply. This is how I do it in my own life. I try and read the Bible. That's familiarization. Then having read the text, I explore it. That's imagination. So familiarization, imagination. Then I pray the text.
Okay.
So that's where I take it and I turn it into conversation. And finally, I try and enjoy it. That's where it's a celebration of wherever I go with that conversation. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, I know there's more resources about this in the tool shed on the prayer course website.
Right.
But I think it'd be kind of cool if we just did this right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so why don't we take the Bible verse we're actually looking at today, which is give us each day our daily bread, which comes in Luke chapter 11. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to read it. It might seem a little strange, but I'm going to read it two or three times.
Okay.
And remember, we're not reading for information. We're reading, you know, for familiarization, first of all. So I want you to think what word jumps out at you. So here we go. Give us each day our daily bread. Give us each day our daily bread. Give us each day our daily bread.
Okay, I guess the word that's really jumping out to me is daily.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm feeling a little challenged about, you know, what we were talking about earlier about the idea of a daily quiet time and the idea that maybe God has something fresh for me every day.
Okay, that's amazing. Okay, so maybe this is the Lord speaking to you about something fresh every day. So let's now move from familiarization to exploration and imagination. Let's think about daily bread, okay? So what does daily bread make you think about?
Bread, like eating.
Yeah, okay. So, and it's like a warm, fresh loaf with like the smell, you got the smell of that beautiful smell of freshly baked bread, and it's like all white, fluffy bread in the middle and a nice thick crust.
Okay, you're making me hungry.
Well, that's good, because actually We want the way we engage with the Bible to be like integrated with our actual bodies and our real world. Psalm 34 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Mm. So if this is getting you a bit hungry, that's great. And what I'd suggest is we now turn that into prayer, into a conversation with God. So is this okay? Why don't you just turn whatever you're thinking and feeling around daily bread into conversation with the Father now?
Okay, let's do it. Father, I love the idea of your word being like warm, fresh bread. God, make me hungry for that today. God, I pray that you'd get my spiritual taste buds going. And God, I just want to say that I'm sorry for the times that I compromise and that I just sit around eating cold, hard, stale bread. Thank you so much for the stuff that you've been saying to me today, even as I just sit here in conversation with Pete.
I feel really bad. I'm interrupting your prayer time, but I just wanted to register something. Just from these seven words that we've been looking at with this approach, can you see how easily you've just gone into prayer? Mm. It's just easy when the Bible becomes a conversation starter. So keep praying. But I just wanted to pause and just register that easy transition.
Yeah.
So let's keep praying. Sorry to interrupt.
Father, before Pete so rudely interrupted me, oh God, thank you for talking to me, God, today, for teaching me to recognize your voice. God, I pray this week that you would help me to hear your voice in the people that I meet, in the normal parts of my day, God, and just even through your word, God. Lord, teach me to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Am I on? Yes, I am now. That was another good one, wasn't it? I've been reading this. This has been helping me, actually, a book just to guide you in listening for prayer, and there is this statement in here by Reuben Job, and it says, we learn to listen so that we will not miss the most important voice of all time with the most important message we will ever hear. And as we were singing worship this morning and singing that last song, you know, Jesus is calling, you know, Jesus is always calling us. And what I love about this course is that it's very real, and it's dealing with us, you know, knowing who we are. God knows who we are. It doesn't need to be complicated, but actually he just has such a strong desire for us to be with him and listen so that he can direct us in our lives. And he will do that in different ways for all of us. And predominantly for me, I mainly hear God through scripture in terms of reading the Bible, in terms of in a regular, all the time, being able, daily almost, being able to hear from God. But I don't know about you, occasionally he needs to use different methods to get my attention. And I'm just thinking recently of how God's been speaking to me about something. I'm not going to share with you what that is because it's something that is unfolding, but just that, you know, he spoke to me through someone in this congregation after I'd preached one morning, came and gave me a word. And then when I went to the Hillsong conference on the Friday evening, that word was reinforced to me. And then on the Saturday morning at the Hillsong conference, that word was also reinforced in me. And sometimes, I don't know about you, you can get a word and you can take it and be really excited about it. You can have heard from God and then you kind of forget about it. Does anyone else do that? Okay, it's just me. No, thank you. Thank you so much for the nods. I was starting to feel a bit odd. Anyway, and just this week, God has been reminding me of that word in ways that I wouldn't have actually expected. So just through a conversation with one of my sisters, it came up through talking with her. And then when I came to work one day, there was an envelope for me, you know, like a formal one with typing on to Sarah Williams, and I opened it. And the contents of it were kind of like, also, so God is really speaking to me, and I know he's really wanting to speak to all of us. He does. He wants to speak to us, and there are certain things that he really wants us to get. So can I just encourage you to Listen more. Listen more to God when you approach your daily devotion or your daily readings of Scripture. Just really listen to God and ask Him, what is it that you're saying to me at this time? Because He just delights in leading and guiding us, because He ultimately wants us to be like His Son, Jesus Christ, and we cannot be like Him without Him. So I just want to encourage you to listen this week. So if the band wants to come up, we'll have our last sung worship. It looks like actually we might finish really early. Is that right? What does it say? The clock, Stefan, I haven't got my... 11:54. Hooray! We can listen. Listen out to what God is saying to you through the worship, because He will speak to us through anything, because He just wants our attention. Bless you.